USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 5,200 U.S. troops are now involved in the airport evacuation efforts in Kabul, Afghanistan. As far as how many Americans are still in Afghanistan, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says he doesn't know.
I don't know. The State Department would be a better place to go for an estimate of how many Americans are in Afghanistan or in and around Kabul. That is not a figure that the United States military would know. And I think, as you also know, not every American citizen in another country, there's no obligation that they register their presence.
A Washington, D.C. bomb threat suspect who shut down a wide area around Capitol Hill has surrendered. The man was holed up for hours in a black pickup near the Library of Congress. He's said to be an anti-government extremist from North Carolina. He was live streaming on Facebook as police negotiated his surrender. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
How the Taliban was able to take over Kabul is still on the minds of many.
Military leaders under the Biden administration were caught off guard when the Taliban overran Afghanistan in 11 days. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on Wednesday.
The time frame of a rapid collapse, that was widely estimated and ranged from weeks to months and even years following our departure. There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Milley also pledged to evacuate Afghans who have supported the U.S. military. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is forgiving about $6 billion in student loans from those who are totally and permanently disabled. The decision impacts about 323,000 individuals who owe about $5.8 billion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A hospital in Washington State has reportedly removed several sick patients from its transplant wait list over their decision not to receive a vaccination against COVID-19. Hospital administrators reportedly referencing an unofficial policy stating transplant recipients must be vaccinated against the novel coronavirus. Derek Kovic is waiting for his third liver transplant. He explains what happened to him on Fox News.
I needed to go to the University of Washington, Seattle to have a procedure done. And before I came up, a nurse called me and said that the infectious disease has met as a team and have decided that all of us transplant patients now have to have a vaccine. Otherwise, you'll be placed status 7, which means you aren't going to be on the transplant list. You don't have to requalify, but you have to basically adhere to the rules, which is have a COVID vaccine. I thought that maybe the medical freedom was starting to be challenged a little bit. For myself, I've seen it happen all around the United States in the last few months, but now here it is, in my kitchen. That this is it. You basically have a hill to die on. You choose a vaccine and get to see another day, or you don't and you die.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.